Fancy Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where if you ever see us out at a remote, go out of your way to ask Corey Majors about the exploits of him and his sister when they were younger.
I told her yesterday, but happy belated birthday to my sister. She's an old lady now.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's what I told her when I called her. I was like, hey, old lady. And her daughter started laughing.
Well, see, this is why you need to ask for those exploits. All right. It's time for Cowboys questions that matter. First question. Do you think there's a realistic chance the Cowboys could get Christian Wilkins?
I mean, yeah, I think there's a realistic chance. I don't know how much they want to spend.
So you're saying it's going to happen?
No, I'm not. But I also, I've been trying to get Christian Wilkins on this team for years.
I know. I thought I could depend on your support here.
This is also one of those, do you want to mess with chemistry type situations? And I'm not quite sure what the whispers completely are in those circles.
Right.
So we've heard a couple of different reports here.
Right.
And I don't know how that flies with certain teams. And so maybe that would be the first thing that people look at and go, nah. So, but Will McClay told us his job is very fluid right now, right? Like, it is constantly keeping an eye on these guys. He's got his scouts working really hard. But I do think there's a realistic chance that if he wanted to come to the Cowboys, they're looking at that position saying, how do we strengthen and bolster it? And that would be a player for it.
Now, Alec, I'm going to throw this out there because Corey brought up the idea of the money. And I wonder how much that's going to be decided once they figure out or settle the grievance. But the betting odds came out and they have the Patriots as the favorite. The Detroit Lions second on the list, which is terrifying. And the Dallas Cowboys are seventh on the list. So do you think this could potentially reasonably happen?
I would say yes, with the qualifier of if the grievance goes in his favor.
Because then it'll theoretically be cheaper to sign him.
Yeah, gotcha. Because it feels like the whole thing we've talked about with a possible LeBron buyout.
Right.
It's like, you know, that's the only way it would make sense for this Dallas team to make that happen, because the financials would be in their favor. You know, you see it happen a lot where guys are still getting paid by another team. So they're like, yeah, I'll take the vet minimum, because, you know, Damian Lillard is doing it. You know, he didn't get the vet minimum, but, you know, you see that happen across other sports too. So if he's going to get paid by the Raiders, yes, I do think it's very reasonable to say that it could happen. But if not, he's going to chase the money because he's got to recoup what he lost.
Do you guys think that the Cowboys have a lot of quality young talent, specifically defined as under 25?
I feel like they do.
Okay.
But then I'm also like, there's two different words that you used. You used three, actually, different adjectives, I believe.
Oh.
Quality, young, and talent. I feel like they have young players. I'm not sure about the talent.
Okay.
But under 25, man, some of these guys that are getting paid right now that you're heavily relying on this team are older. So I've changed my mind.
Okay.
No,
whoa.
They got to fix it.
What a whirlwind. We're going to get back to that in just a second. And here's what I'll tell you, Corey. When we get back to it, go with your instinct.
Okay.
Alec, do you believe that the Dallas Cowboys have a lot of good young talent, specifically under the age of 25?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, but I think they are trending in that direction. I think that they've done some good work in the draft the past couple of years, despite a couple of swings and misses. You know, people will bring up Mozzie, people will bring up Schoonmaker. You know, both of those guys haven't really done too much, but I start thinking of the Maris Taliaferros of the world. I think Tyler Booker is incredible. I think that they're on their way, but I need to start being able to count on two hands how many names come up. Once that happens, then I think the answer will change.
I just found the list. I'm looking at the list of ages right now.
Okay.
And I'll can I name some players that are under 25. Not 25.
Correct.
Tyler Smith.
Yep.
George Pickens.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
Man, I think I forget how young he is then. Holy moly.
Cooper Beebe.
Yep.
I'll say Tyler Booker and maybe Jaden Blue. Other than that, it's Mafa.
What about Overshown?
Cornelius. I don't have, oh, they don't have him listed on here because.
Stupid jerks.
You remember what they told us? Remember what Schlera told us about whenever you're injured? You're dead.
And I guess he does. I just looked it up. He turns 25 like in a couple weeks.
But yeah, Awesome Richards, Cropper, Mingo, Guyton, Vaughn. Like those are players. Yeah. But I don't feel like it's a, oh my gosh, this class is about to tear up.
Okay. Well, then let me...
Tyler Smith's really good, and he's about to get paid a lot.
Absolutely. Consider this. The number one team on the list is the Houston Texans. Here's players that they have that are under the age of 25. C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter. Number two...
What a draft that was.
Oh, my gosh. Now, the Seattle Seahawks, Devon Witherspoon, Byron Murphy, Jackson Smith and Jigba... So where would you guess, there's 32 teams in the NFL, where would you guess the Cowboys are?
Probably right in the middle somewhere.
Right in the middle is Corey's instinctual guess. They are number 17. But
it's right where the Cowboys exactly. are.
But Alec, to your point, slow but steady can win the race. Last year, they were 21st on the list. So you have seen some positive movement.
So that's improvement.
That is, yeah, Jerry. It is. Yeah, you're right.
It is. And then if Ravel and Ezeraku, who, by the way, Ezeraku turns 22 in September.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, if the draft class pans out, then you could move up. But that is an argument you could probably make for most of these
Did you
teams.
See the video of Ezeraku doing the splits?
I told you, I'm already at a reasonably high hype level for him.
This dude was getting me hyped just in his warm-up dance.
Do I need to ask that question again? Are you now, do you have unreasonable expectations for Ezeraku?
I saw a picture of Christian Wilkins doing the splits, and people lost their minds about it. And then I'm like, hold on, isn't that just a sign of flexibility?
I mean, but if you're that big.
Pliability.
Yes, ply. That actually is the right use of that word.
Yeah.
All right, my next question. Do you think Trayvon Diggs will be ready to play in the first month of the season? He said that he does not anticipate going on the PUP, which to start the regular season, which would put you out for at minimum 4 games, which would then lead us all to believe that he will be ready to go in September. What say y'all?
At this point, I'm just guessing, but if he's saying that he doesn't want to go on, he doesn't anticipate it. And the Cowboys short, I mean, Kalen Carson just got hurt. They're going to need him.
And this was, he said that before I think
yeah,
that happened.
And he's, but he's also very motivated to prove Jerry wrong and sure. do a lot of different things. So
agreed.
You know what? I'm going to go for it, Kevin. I had very few, what did I mark him at? 11 games this year.
I believe. That is correct.
Somewhere in that area. So I'm going to go ahead and say, let's get that rocking. 4 games in, we're back.
Okay. Alec?
I'd say yes, too. I mean, you can take $500,000 away from him. From the videos I've seen, it looks like his off-site rehab has been working pretty well. He looks like he's moving around pretty good. And I mean, I'm kind of with Corey. If he's saying that, it's probably not baseless. It's probably the people that are smarter than all of us telling him, yeah, it seems like everything's reacting the right way and you're looking pretty good. You're feeling pretty good. I'm going to trust him here and say that, yeah, I think he'll be ready to go. And, you know, he could miss maybe like the opener or something.
Right.
But, you know, it's not worth him missing the automatic 4 games if they think, yeah, he'll be ready by week 2. I'd rather just burn that roster spot and say he's going to play week 2.
Now, let's stick with the cornerbacks here because Deron Bland was talking after practice yesterday, and he said, definitely Dallas is where I want to be. Hopefully we can get it done. This next part is probably what people are more keyed in on. They've been talks, contract extension-wise, but I'm not really going to talk about that. My agent will talk about it. So my
As
next,
it should be.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Will Deron Bland get a contract extension before this season begins?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of been like, he's not, for me, he's not that dude, but I think he can get a good contract. If he wants to be the top cornerback paid, that's a different story. But I think he can get a really good contract and be very happy in Dallas for a while.
Now, to go along with this, Alec, I liked this kind of breakdown. It felt DeGrom-esque where he was like, nope, just wasn't a good night. Is Dron Bland was like, when they were using me inside and outside in my rookie year, that was the first time I was playing nickel in my life. So it was a rough journey. Mm-hmm. It was a rough time, excuse me, but it was a fun time to prove now that I can do inside and out. I always like that acknowledgement of, yeah, it didn't go well straight away, but we're on the other side now.
And it is about the journey, Kevin, as I've often said, because that's mm-hmm. where you learn about yourself. That's where you grow. That's where you find, along the way, you find things about yourself that you never knew before. And this is proof. This is proof of it. He didn't know he could do that before. Now yeah. he does. And I like that he does and feels like he could. If he needs to do it again, he can. Because the more you see some of these receivers like CeeDee Lamb that you can just move all over the field,
right?
Wouldn't you love a cornerback that you could just say, you know what, he's taking you out today because right. he can line up in the slot, he can line up outside, whatever we want him to do, he's taking you out of this game. And that's my big hope is that that's what you can do with a guy like Dron Bland.
All right, Alec, does Dron Bland get his contract extension before the start of the regular season?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes, because I know the comparison has been made by plenty of people now, and I was one of those people whenever the Jake Ferguson deal went down. It feels Jalen Smith-esque and Ezekiel Elliott-esque, where it's like, hey, we're open for business. If you come approach us and, you know, you catch us at the right time, I guess we're in a good mood, we'll make a deal with you.
Right.
We'll try to get out ahead of this thing, try to beat market value by a little bit, and get this thing done before it needs to get done, just to show Micah, for whatever reason, that we're willing to make a deal. So I do think that's what's going to happen. And then to Corey's point, whenever he does the press conference to announce the contract signing, he's going to say it's not about the money. It's about the friends we made along the way.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Gross.
Oh, yeah. It is. Listening just to Broadus talk about the Ferguson deal yesterday was fun because of the comparison to Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, different player, obviously better player than that one, than Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith recognized this might be my only shot. Jake Ferguson seemed to have done it because, look, I want to be here. I want to be part of this thing. I like it here. Let's get something done now. And let me get in. If y'all are doing all this stuff with Micah, I can go ahead and take advantage of getting my opportunity to get it done with.
Now, I got one more if you guys don't mind. Are you pumped about seeing Awesome Richards as a part-time tight end? Or now do we need to protect him at all costs?
Well, you got Adeniji as an option at tackle. They have some options, and we might go through some of those later on in the show as well. Yep. But I do like seeing these jumbo packages. I'm not sure that he's running out there trying to catch anything, but these jumbo packages are important for their goal line situation, short yardage, and if they just want to say we're going to line up and run over you, as we asked Shoddy about while we were out there. So, yeah, I do, and also protect him at all costs. So there's multiple things happening there, Kevin. Two things can be true at once.
So true. All right, guys, thank you very much for participating in the Cowboys Questions That Matter. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus I found a way to make marathons even more difficult. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We gave Alex some very important advice going into his segment. Let's see if he follows it. Because if he doesn't, get ready to push the dump button. Because it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alex, you be quiet. Alec. That was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it, Corey Majors, as you are making intense eye contact with me. It is time for AM on the FM. Let me do the intro real quick, and I'll let you speak.
Okay.
I don't know if you should.
I know I'm scared at this point. I shouldn't have said that. But my name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, Twitch, and YouTube. You can use any of those outlets to answer today's question of the day. Plus, I found a way. I didn't create it, but I found a way to make marathons even more difficult.
Why?
We'll get to that here in just
like
a little bit.
Like a running marathon?
Yes.
A running man?
I think it's very fun. I think it's a great idea. I don't think it's great for the people involved, but for entertainment purposes, I think it's awesome. So we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Corey, I saw you staring.
Well, Kevin said get the dump button ready, just in case you don't follow the advice. And right as he said that, I saw our boss walking to the elevators and leaving. There's nobody in the boss's offices right now because our other boss is out in Oxnard right now.
That's right.
And so he doesn't have a dump button. So nobody has control of the dump button but us.
So if somebody theoretically was in the studio that hasn't been on air yet, we can just pop her right on. Okay.
Good point. During my segment too, so I'm the fall guy. Yeah,
he said
you're smart.
It.
You are diabolically smart at times.
Don't forget it.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the question of the day here in just a second. I do just want to acknowledge that today is a Tank Top Tuesday, and I thought as a great welcome back gift to you guys, specifically Corey, I would wear my tank top. So if you're on Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch or on 105.3 The Fan on YouTube, you can see I partook today. I understood the assignment. Yeah. Somebody, he might also be the person who created this holiday, did not partake. So I just wanted to be known that I understood the assignment. And I'm feeling great right now because the AC in this control room is never really great. So, you know, the tank top might just be the move going forward until we move.
You have the best arms at this station for Tank Top Tuesday, though.
Ooh,
that's the truth. So that's a
might be a stretch.
But Thursday when Fred hops in here, maybe we'll see if we can make it Tank Top Thursday for a week.
Okay.
All right. So maybe that can be it.
And he's the guy that would do it. I said this off air. He's the guy that would wear the tank top to the studio for midday radio without you asking.
He would
100% do that with his own free will. So I think that if you presented that idea to him, he would be excited. And I'll join y'all. I will join y'all. I've got enough to last a week. So, you know, we can make that happen. But we're going to go to the National Day calendar, fellas, because today might be the best obscure holiday of the calendar year. Today is National Lipstick. No, I'm kidding. It is National Lipstick Day, but National Chicken Wing Day. It is National Chicken Wing Day. And I've already gotten all the promotional emails and the social media posts about the different places doing deals for chicken wings. But I just want to know one simple question, guys. It should be simple, but it's not. People are going to have their own crazy concoctions and stuff. Oh, that's not the question.
Oh.
But what is the best chicken wing flavor of all time, in your humble opinion? 877-881-1053. Especially if you've got like some fancy homemade recipe and stuff, like, let me know, because I'm open to trying different things when it comes to the chicken wing. But I do have a classic in mind.
I'm hoping Corey has a better answer and mine's not too much of a power down. I do just like the buffalo sauce. So,
which is solid.
Yeah, your classic.
It's an all-timer.
Yeah, your classic wing. That's the flavor for me. I do like garlic parm quite a bit.
It's really good.
But too. I'll default to buffalo on this.
Give me once. Okay, all right. Orange Magic is the best way to make them. Once Dawson put that recipe up, I think it's online, 105.3thefan.com, or maybe the Odyssey app. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's out there. And once I learned how to make those, like, that's how I make them at home every time. I'll tweak it a little bit, make it a little spicier, make it a little less spicy. It depends, but that's my best. It has the base of pickle juice and Frank's hot, so it's got that in there, and then it has the sweet on top of that, plus whatever your favorite rub is. So it's a perfect blend of all the things. But if I'm going out to have wings, Baker's Gold at Pluckers is fantastic. Somebody suggested it to me one night whenever we were out at the out doing the draft party. And I was like, I've never had this before. And they said, you should do it. And it's the one I get every time now. So Baker's Gold is my favorite flavor right now.
See, for me, it's always been a lemon pepper. It's classic. It works. It's really hard to screw up, too. But similar to you, Corey, just not at the draft party. I was just hanging out at Pluckers with one of my buddies. And he was like, you know they do spicy lemon pepper, right? And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I got that 10-piece. I ordered it, all spicy lemon pepper. I was like, we're full sending this. We are trying it out. And it is amazing. And I just had it last Friday, too. So that is my new go-to, is if you have any kind of sauce that's got a little bit of a kick to it, maybe even a buffalo sauce, that you can sprinkle a little lemon pepper in there. So you get a little bit of the sweet. You get a little bit of that zest. But then you get the spice, too. Oh, yes. Now you're cooking with bacon grease, baby.
I always was lemon pepper and Parmesan. Like, those would be the two that I would order whenever. And, you know, obviously the regular kind that you like, too. Which, that's not a...
I did say
that's not a power down. That's not a power down at all. Those are good. Yeah. Those are real good.
You know, one that I've actually kind of become accustomed to as I've gotten older and I've been able to handle a little bit more spice and just more open to the idea of trying new things, because my dad was always a huge spice guy growing up, and he would try to get me and my sister to try the most awful things that were just incredibly too spicy for children. Mango habanero is one that I was always like, that sounds awful. That sounds like an awful time. And then
they're pretty good.
I think it might have been my 18th birthday. My dad got some. He's like, just try one. You're a grown man now. Stop being a baby. I tried one. I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, this is actually really good. What the heck? So, yeah, mango habanero, that is a wonderful, wonderful option. Spicy ranch from the 817.
Just the more important question now, that we're starting to establish flavors here, or more, maybe the more important answer,
ooh,
is that blue cheese is the only dressing that you should be dipping them in. Ranch is not the appropriate one. Sorry about that, anybody that likes ranch.
Well, then it's okay to be wrong, Corey.
Okay wrong. What's the difference between blue cheese and ranch?
So blue cheese is like mold in a cup, and then ranch is an actual dressing that is like meant to be consumed. So I'm telling you, I remember this vividly. The first time I ever spoke on the air at 105.3 The Fan back in 2020 was when I was producing a weekend show for Jared Sandler, and he got the fan text lit up over ranch versus blue cheese. And he was like, Alec, defend me. You should not be eating something that is actively molding. And I'm like, yes, I'm with you.
Blue That's cheese a strong stinks. Point.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm not putting something that is literally rotting into my body. I don't care if it's supposed to do that. He's like, the concept. It's all about the concept.
So good. No, so it's good.
Not. It's okay to
ranch
be wrong.
Has the ranchy flavors.
That's technically correct.
Thanks,
Corey. Somebody else try and explain it better.
That's technically correct, I guess.
You did a hell of a job over there, Corey.
You're welcome, guys.
No notes. 877-881-1053. The best wing flavor. And hey, go ahead and let me know at the same time, too. Are you a drum or a flat kind of person? 877-881-1053. Because the answer is flats.
See, I still think I'm a drum.
I love the drums.
But I think the gap, not think, the gap is definitely narrow.
Yep, I'm right there with you. It's so, changed for me.
Yeah, it might have gone from like an 80-20 scenario to like a 60-40.
And it was when I learned how to eat the flats the right way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Once I learned the smash method, is that what we call it?
That's what I call it sometimes.
Yeah,
that's
I smash I all the time else, now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, sure. Sounds like a fun Friday night at the Majors household is what I'm hearing.
Wings and smashing.
Yeah. What are you looking at me like that for?
Because I really want to ask, if you had to choose one night, what do you think is the most frequent sex night?
Oh, my God.
But I don't want to throw you off. And don't pretend like, how did you get there? Like, you weren't pretending that smash didn't mean doing it.
I don't know what you're. I was talking about smashing the wind.
You are such a
down
liar.
So you get all the meat.
You
the
are
window.
A liar.
We just established that is a frequently used method mm-hmm. of consuming the chicken wing.
Said method, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Method man, Corey Majors.
To answer your question, though, if you schedule 3 nights a week, then mm-hmm. there's not one that's more convenient.
If you had
than
to pick
other.
One,
probably Friday.
Okay. Huh. As opposed to Saturday.
That's the loosest night.
You said skit.
Because you're trying to relax a little bit. You know, you're a little looser than usual. Maybe have a couple of lemonades, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Huh. What kind of lemonade?
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just regular lemonade, like mm-hmm. Kevin.
This is... Oh, boy.
Fred and I are going to be great together.
I literally just started thinking that, and I am terrified.
Until you have to have a meeting.
I'm terrified.
Until you have
to.
Exactly.
How do I handle meetings, Kevin? Mm.
Great.
Yep, I'm good. I'll be all right. I'm going to get yelled at so much.
I'm looking forward to this. Kevin, you said your first day out is Thursday, correct?
Correct.
Man. Well, we've got a couple more days to try to keep this thing afloat. So I'm very much looking forward to this. Appreciate the interaction there. 877-881-1053. It is National Chicken Wing Day. For my money, the best obscure holiday on the calendar. So you can keep those coming in if you want. Your favorite flavor of chicken wing, and are you a flats or a drums kind of guy?
I did say it's lipstick day as well,
it
right?
It is, yes.
If you were dating a gal okay. and she's like, you know, it would be really hot, Alec, if you put on her lipstick. Do you think that'd be cool with you?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, like,
good to know.
I mean, I don't know. Bobby Belt would probably start calling me Caleb Williams or something if he saw a picture of that. But
sports.
Like, yeah. But hey, I mean, I don't care. Like, I've definitely been the model for, like, my sister trying out different makeup methods when, you know, she was in high school. You know, like, I don't care. It all washes off anyways. As long as it doesn't make it to social media, I'm cool.
I've worn lipstick before. I mean, it was for acting purposes.
Oh
yeah, that play you told me was really messed up.
And stuff. Yeah, I've done... Yeah, that was a messed up play, dude.
Oh, I was thinking on a Friday night. What,
you know, that's... Yeah, that's different...
You know what is different? Mm-hmm. The $1 Backyard Ultra Marathon. And you're probably saying, what in the world is that? Well, it is the marathon for sickos. It was just hosted in New York City. And a marathon as is already grueling.
Yeah.
And that's on my bucket list for life. I do want to complete a full marathon without stopping. That would be awesome, and I feel like I did a lot of things right in life if I could accomplish that sometime soon. Backyard ultra marathons have really caught on in the past few years with members of the running community that want to punish their body but also their mind in this case. So in Manhattan, they hosted the first ever last man standing $1 backyard ultra in New York City. The concept is you run a lap within an hour. There's like a course that they run, and I don't know exactly how long a lap is, but it can vary depending on the obstacles that they may put in your way. Usually around 4 miles or so is what it looks like this lap is. It's a last man standing competition, and the runners can fall out from not completing the lap within the specified amount of time or by tapping out themselves. So, unlike a 100 or 250 mile ultra marathon, the backyard ultra requires that you keep going until you cannot take a step. There is no end goal. There is no end. You stop here. You keep going until you can't. But the catch is, every time you complete a lap, you put a dollar bill into a bucket. So each lap that gets completed, another dollar gets added. Another dollar gets added. And the prize at the end of the contest for the last man or woman standing is you get that bucket of money But there are incentives along the way also. So like after 2 laps, you get a t-shirt. After 4 laps, you get like a set of camping chairs. After 6 laps, you get... So like there are incentives to keep going, and you don't go home empty-handed at the end of the day if you don't win. But
this definitely feels like an elementary school fundraiser based on the
really
number of laps you run and the prizes that you get.
It really does. If you sell this amount of chocolate bars, then you get this. It's exactly that, but it's for absolute sickos who hate themselves. I think this is awesome. I think it needs to be live streamed somewhere. Somebody, Kick, Twitch, YouTube, sign these people to a deal. It was made by 2 college buddies in New York. Came up with the idea. It's a massive success. I hope this spreads because I don't want to compete in it. I just want to watch it.
I love it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll do some gridiron gravy back to the Cowboys, as well as who leads the way on your NFL all-fun team. Next on The Fan.
Burrow has lots of time, and there's Ja'Marr Chase with the catch, breaking tackles, Chase down the sidelines, Panthers chasing Chase, they won't catch him.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Dip it and rip it.
And let's start with... Well, look, I think we have to start with a story that continues to kind of unfurl and becomes more and more shocking along the way. At the first iteration of the story that I heard is someone got shot at a New York City building that also houses the NFL. And you're like, oh, no, that's terrible. You hope the person's okay and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then... update, update, update. And the updates that you got later in the night were really tragic. Is this gunman killed 4 people, including a police officer, before shooting himself at the building that we talked about that held the NFL. But it wasn't until, I feel like, overnight, maybe early this morning, that we got more insight into that he was targeting the NFL. Because there was all kinds of rumors, and that's why it's kind of like the thing we talked about with Tyler Guyton. I know it's not as life and death, but you have to be careful and make sure you get the information right, because there was a lot of other information about this gunman's motives. Now, apparently the gunman did target the NFL, but either depending on, and it could be both, went in the wrong elevator or went to the wrong floor. Now, ooh, you've been in like doctor's offices, mm-hmm, or like big medical facilities where like you have to go to the elevator on the right to get to the certain spot, the one on the left. It's the same thing at AT&T Stadium.
Tower 2 or Tower 3.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so that was the goal. There was a note found on the gunman per the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, that made reference to CTE. The 27-year-old Shane Tamora, I believe, had played up through high school. I have not seen any records of him playing college football yet, and certainly not in the NFL.
Okay. And I know, like, in, right, the first thing I'm asking is, then why'd you go to the NFL with this?
Right.
But I also understand if there is CTE involved, they don't think right.
Well,
they don't think the right, like their brains are thinking differently.
And you can say in this instance, it really could be CTE, but this individual, I'm still tracking down the specifics on this, had a history of mental illness.
Yep.
I don't know if that is, but like if you did have that mental illness, maybe you got yourself to a place where you convince yourself it was CTE from high school, or maybe it really was. Like, this is a developing story, and we continue to get more and more updates, mm-hmm, as the day goes along.
And absolutely, Kevin, we've talked about how many times have we talked about, for yourself personally,
right,
seek help,
right,
for mental health.
Right.
And that's one of the bigger things in this country that we all should be trying to help out with.
Right.
Is for people to have access to that.
Look, man, and we've talked about this before.
How would you access help for mental health, Kevin?
I would go to NAMINorthTexas.org. And by the way, if you're like, well, that person doesn't live in North Texas, NAMI is a national network of places. It's just for people listening in the Metroplex, NAMINorthTexas.org. And I want to say that again and again and again, NAMINorthTexas.org. They have so many great programs and they have so many great free programs.
Yep.
Like if you're worried about like, I don't have insurance or my insurance won't cover this or that or whatever, that is one of the many reasons I love NAMI, and I will just throw this out there because I know people love to debate. You know, it's okay to say it could be a gun control issue and a mental health issue.
Yep.
You don't have to.
Two things can be true at once.
You don't have to pick one or the other. All right. You want some fun?
Yep.
Okay. That took a long time for you to say yes, which concerns me. The NFL All Fun Team. Per CBS. So I'm not saying this person has to be the best.
Christian Wilkins.
That is debatable. But yes.
Is he on the list?
You know what? I do not believe he made the list.
Right.
Who is the most fun quarterback to watch?
The most fun quarterback to watch. Yeah. Probably.
For me, it is
between the two quarterbacks that I won't care about until the playoffs.
Okay.
It's between Josh Allen and Lamar. I would say Lamar was it was exceptionally fun last year. Right. I really enjoy watching Josh Allen play. I'll go with Lamar though.
Yeah, by the way,
I'm interested to know who's deleted or redacted off this list though.
I will try to answer that.
Where's
for
the
you?
List, Kevin?
By the way, I forgot to throw this in there. Somebody asked about getting diagnosed with CTE after you're dead. That person did shoot himself in the chest, I think, with
in
the idea.
Of,
yeah, exactly. All right. CBS says it is Lamar Jackson, but you will find this fascinating. Also considered, you're going to disagree with one of these, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, and Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Ahead of Josh Allen, I'm surprised.
You think I disagree with Baker Mayfield?
In the top four.
I don't.
Okay.
He is fun to watch. I haven't been a fan since the Kansas that he was grabbing his junk. I'm an OU fan, and I didn't like that my quarterback was doing that.
Right.
But he is a lot of fun to watch because he's all wild and all over. You don't really know.
Sure.
And he can run, he can do all these things, and he's willing to put his body at risk. That's actually a really good group. I didn't think Caleb Williams was that fun to watch last year.
Sure.
I think he will be, though.
Who's the most fun running back to watch?
Saquon.
Who else would you put on that list?
Bijan's there too.
I think I would have him on there as well. So they did pick Saquon, but here's the other three: Jahmyr Gibbs, Josh Jacobs, and Achan.
Jahmyr Gibbs is a blast.
Yeah.
Achan's not fun to watch as a lead back, but when he's sharing a backfield with somebody, because the way they can use him differently, he doesn't have to try and, you know, those plays that you're like, yeah, we pretty much feel like we're going to get 2 yards on this one.
Right.
He doesn't need to be running the ball on those.
Who are the three most fun wide receivers?
Chase, Jefferson, Lamb. Those are my three.
Just remember, I didn't make this list.
And now Malik Nabers is making his way into that conversation as well.
Chase is on the list and the case. Jefferson is on the list. And they put Malik Nabers on the list.
He is. He's an absolute blast to watch.
Next four on there, Stephon Diggs.
What? Mm.
Xavier Worthy, Zay Flowers, and Tyreek Hill.
Xavier Worthy's not on my list. Tyreek Hill can be.
Stephon Diggs not on my list.
Zay Flowers?
Yeah.
He is kind of fun to watch whenever he like does. Yeah, he's actually pretty fun to watch. Him and Lamar had a good combo together.
And then do you have a fun tight end? Well.
All right. So you will be winning Masterpiece of the Week on Friday.
You said that yesterday. It's the all fun list. Do you have a
877-881-1053? When you heard Kevin say that, what was your first thought? Travis Kelce is fun. George Kittle's fun.
It is one of those two.
I'll go with Kittle.
Kittle is who they picked. Kelce, TJ Hockenson, and Tucker Kraft. Round out the rest of the list.
Rob Bowers wasn't on that list, huh?
Nope.
It's because nobody watches the Raiders.
Who's the most fun edge rusher? I'm not going to go through offensive line because, you know.
What?
He's nuts. All right.
Good answer right there, though.
Dang it.
Most fun edge rusher. I don't know. Micah's a lot of fun to watch, dude.
By the way, have you seen the reports floating around? that may or may not be properly sourced, that the Cowboys and Micah Parsons are further apart than they were.
I think was Schefter the person who's reporting this?
Somebody quoted Schefter without I didn't see the sourcing to it. So, yes, maybe he did in fact say it, but that doesn't really surprise me. Micah Parsons and Andrew Van Ginkle listed as the most fun edges, followed by Max Crosby, Jared Verse, and Nolan Smith.
Van Ginkle, huh?
That's a fun name.
He was fun. I started noticing him in that Dolphins with the it was
right.
Amazons or Hard Knocks. I noticed him then. He has been pretty fun to watch.
Couple more quick things. The Titans went ahead and cut Treylon Burks, who they drafted in the first round just 3 years ago. And then Bears rookie Shamar Turner, I believe they took him in the second round. It looks like he'll be out about a month with an ankle injury. And Malik Nabers said his toe issue is like a mosquito that just won't go away.
It just keeps landing on his forehead.
Well, he was like, I want it to go away, and I've tried things. It won't go away.
I learned that if you eat Tabasco sauce on your pizza, it'll explode when it flies off.
No, that, I don't believe.
If y'all haven't seen that commercial, go find it right now.
That is factually accurate. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk about the Rangers specifically, like Chris Young. Do you have extreme confidence in this Rangers team? Plus maybe a couple of trade targets. Next on The Fan.